This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. A judge sentenced former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin to prison for the murder of George Floyd, a black man whose death set off international protests calling for racial justice. Judge Peter Cahill handed down the sentence in a courtroom on Friday.
The court commits you to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months. That's 270. That is a 10-year addition to the presumptive sentence of 150 months.
A jury convicted Chauvin of second-degree murder, unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter for pressing his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9.5 minutes as the 46-year-old black man gasped that he could not breathe. Bystander video of Floyd's death led to protests worldwide and scattered violence in Minneapolis and several other cities. With nearly 160 people unaccounted for and at least 4 dead after a seaside condominium tower near Miami, Florida, collapsed into a smoldering heap of twisted metal and concrete, searchers continue to look for possible survivors. Rescuers used both heavy equipment and their hands to comb through the wreckage on Friday in an increasingly desperate search. At a news conference, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava told WPLG, the first responders are doing the best job they can.
Our hearts are with our first responders who have been going in desperately seeking people, motivated to find them, hopeful that they will find them, and confident that their efforts will pay off.
Hope rests on how quickly crews using dogs and microphones could complete their grim but delicate task.